Welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Sorry I interrupted my own music, my own introduction. Anyway, I'm here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad each and every one of you are there who are listening. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People, live here on WGH Talk. I'm live right now on www.wgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. Anyone asks you how to get connected with the All Talk Radio Show, you've heard of us, Scott Spears, and many others that have just All Talk Radio, let them know that they are able and can download that TuneIn app on any electronic device. And remind them that those apps are also on your TV. Okay, I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, or just to be a part of the show. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, hi, how you doing out there? And I pray everyone that's listening enjoyed the 4th of July and had a safe and happy time. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Along with you all, we include Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Their number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-223-1515. Again, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, which is every third Saturday of every month, they have free produce at Logos Christian Ministries. The next will take place July the 18th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Also, a few months back, we started up a prayer chain. We started praying for Cheryl Lee, who is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which many of you have heard of. Maybe even your children or grandchildren have become a part of that program sometime throughout the years, and maybe even this year. Continue to pray for one another who may be having health issues, they may have lost a loved one, maybe a house, a car. A loss is a loss. And you know, everyone takes loss differently. But let's pray, you know, that the Lord will restore what has been stolen or taken away, with the palmer worm, the caterpillar. As another worm, there's three of them, have stolen from us, be restored to us by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I do want to share this. When you're praying for people for healing, just know, remember that the Lord gives wisdom to make medicine. So he can work through doctors or he can work alone. But anyway, let's keep our prayer chain going. Continue to pray for families that they stay together. You know, the enemy is so busy trying to destroy. You know, his purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy you, your family members, you know. And that is going on. And it's awful. It's terrible. And it hurts. It doesn't feel good at all when the enemy is trying to tear up your family. But we do know one day he will meet his match, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But in the meantime, we can pray against his attacks. We can pray against him influencing our young people, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, neighbors. You know, we can pray that God will turn them around before it's too late. You know, I've noticed some things about Marion. It seems to be getting on the map. We've had a lot of deaths here, a lot of even though it may not include a lot of people, but every almost once a week we've heard of somebody being killed in a car accident, or I don't know. It just seems a little different this year for Marion as far as crime is concerned. Different kind of crime. A lot of accidents, deadly accidents have happened. We can pray for those families. They may be close to you. You may know some of them and what they have gone through. We will pray that the Lord bless and keep them. Smile on them. Help them through their hard times. And give them peace and know that God is on their side. And He is working on their behalf. We can pray that. We're going to pray that. We're going to pray, hopefully, till Jesus returns. Okay, now that's my opening, and I would love to share with you our announcements. Okay. Starting with Red, White, and You. Now, if you want to get your calendars out and mark these dates, you can do that, okay? Red, White, and You. Thursday, July the 16th, 4:30 p.m., downtown's Third Thursday goes Red, White, and Blue. Friday, July 17th, beginning at 3 p.m., ETOWAS. I don't even know how to say it, but it's ETOWAH, apostrophe S, Grand Homecoming. ETOWAS. At 4 p.m., homecoming picnic at the Harding Library and Museum. Okay. Saturday, July the 18th, 10:30 a.m., wreath laying ceremony at the Harding Memorial. 12 p.m., Ohio, what a celebration birthday block party at the Exploratorium. Now, that is on South Main Street, where the old library used to be years ago. I hear it's a nice place for your children too, grandchildren. They offer a lot of entertainment for them. I hear they can play dress up and all that kind of stuff. So I haven't been there since it was a library. Okay, 7:30 p.m. the same day, that's Saturday, July 18th. Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives at the palace. Then Sunday, July the 19th at 2 p.m., there will be a old-fashioned ice cream social at the Marion's Women's Club, and that is on East, what's that? Center Street, East Center Street. And at 7 p.m., there will be concert in the park with United in Harmony at McKinley Park, which is where our hospital is located. So write those down on your calendars. Okay, Stuff the Bus. Back to school donation drop off. Where do I drop off donations for school supplies for children? At Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. When do I do this? July the 20th through the 22nd, beginning at 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. Again, Stuff the Bus, a back-to-school donation drop-off. Where? Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. When? July the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd, at 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Back to school extravaganza. All those donations and drop-offs will be given out to the children August the 8th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Where at? Logos Christian Ministries. They will be having food there, school supplies, haircuts, fun and games, community health fair, stronger together, brighter tomorrow. So don't forget that. Don't forget the homeless shelter. Always looking for donations, always looking for volunteers. And remember, they also take in families as well as individuals who are homeless. They are always in the need of copy paper, envelopes, stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, and washcloths. Where's this located at? 326 West Fairground Street, Marion, Ohio. Again, 326 West Fairground Street, Marion, Ohio. If you want to call, that number is 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550. Also, LifeWise Academy is coming to River Valley. What is LifeWise Academy? It is a Bible education during school hours. They will be, students will attend classes during the day on a schedule that fits the school class rotation. Chaperones will transport students to and from LifeWise. LifeWise is located in the nearest church. They will be teaching Bible principles. Okay. Join the team. LifeWise River Valley Local is looking for dedicated individuals to join our team. Find out more. You know, I dropped some water on this paper, so I have to get the email address. Not email. Yeah, email address. I don't think I have it now. It's blurred. I can see life. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes if you just put in LifeWise and put in the name of the school, whether it's River Valley or Pleasant, but they're trying to get Pleasant open with volunteers and donations, and they're need your help. Okay. You can put on the, make the check payable to LifeWise River Valley. If you want to mail it, it's P.O. Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio 43314. You will receive an email receipt and a mail statement in January for your tax deduction. Please know that your investment is making it possible for us to reach children in our community with the gospel this year. Oh, here's the link. LifeWise.org is also where you can watch a video about LifeWise. Enroll a student, join our team, apply for a position, sign up for updates, and ask the director questions. You may also ask questions by calling me directly. Who are you going to call directly? Amber Furstenberger. She is the program director for River Valley. Her telephone number is 740-361-8355. Again, Amber Furstenberger, program director for River Valley. Number 740-361-8355. LifeWise for Pleasant, if that's the school you want to donate to and help them get that open. It's P.O. Box 94. You put on your check, LifeWise-Pleasant. You mail it to P.O. Box 94, Marion, Ohio, 43301. And you make your check payable, LifeWise. Yeah. And in your memo line, put in the name of the school, whether it's River Valley or Pleasant. Yeah. And, you know, they're teaching children the gospel. They're teaching them, you know, the principles that are Christ-like principles in the Bible, which I'm glad that children are getting the gospel. I just wish they could have like a in-school selective where you did not have to remove them from the school to take them to the teachings, the Bible teachings, but have it during school hours, like a selective. I think that would be, you know, I would like that, where they could choose. Just like any other subject, you know. But those are our announcements. And like I was saying, I pray everyone did enjoy the 4th of July. I mean, my 4th of July was interesting, different than before. But still, we got through it. Thank God for that. And as I shared last hour, God spared my life. Thank God I'm even here today. I could have been dead in the coroner's office right now because I was coming out of the mall. I was coming out on the Barks Road exit. And I thought I looked both ways, but I guess, you know, there was cars coming by, and I waited on them to come by. But to my left, this truck was coming, but this truck was coming kind of slow. But I thought I looked back to my left again, and evidently I did not. And the truck passed, and I was getting ready to push on the accelerator, and this car went, shoo! It went by me so fast, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I was just getting ready to push on that. My foot was on the accelerator. 1 second, one way or the other, I'd have been gone. Or in the hospital, car total. Because the car would have hit me that fast, that hard. You know what? I thank God all day yesterday. Most of the night, I'm thanking Him today. Because it could have been totally different. Could have been totally different. That's why it's so important to live each day as if it is your last day. Because we don't know when that last day is. Oh my God, thank you for sparing my life. Thank you for saving me. Goodness gracious. Wow. And we live in such a time that these things are important and just can happen at the drop of a hat. I know it's been very hot this summer. Some of it has been, like that heat dome that we all went through. What was that? Just before the 4th of July. Well, in the last week of June, right? Absolutely. It was terribly hot, up to 107 degrees, you know, actual feel, or what they call that? I forget now, but anyway, up to 107 degrees. And they were suffering this heat dome over in Europe where they don't even believe in air conditioners in most of the places. And they say close to 1,000 people died. Now, I don't know how long their heat dome lasted. But thank God ours was only like, what, close to 4 days, maybe 5 at the most. It was a lot. And it was a long time. And it was very uncomfortable. And our grass is dying now because of that, you know. So, let us be thankful and watchful. I am in the almanac, and I am going to share with you some thoughts and tips for the month of July. Okay. Name to honor Roman dictator Julius Caesar. Julius made one of his greatest contributions to history with the help of Sosigenes. He developed the Julian calendar, the precursor of the Gregorian calendar that we use today. As temperatures spike, you can beat the heat. From closing blinds to using a fan, not just AC. Here are tips for keeping your body cool during the hot summer months. A lot of people who did not have fans or air conditioners had a hard time finding relief, and their pets were just laying around just like they were listful. You know, no energy. It was just so hot. Actually, we should sweat in the heat. Sweating is part of the complex system our bodies have evolved to dissipate heat. Sweat cools the body as it evaporates from the skin. Most of us can get along with fans, cold drinks, and outdoor swimming. Even folks who generally live and work in air-conditioned surroundings sometimes experience power outages, rolling blackouts, or brownouts that knock out cooling systems during the hottest days of summer. Below are a few tips for staying cooler if you don't have air conditioning. Immediate relief from the heat. The house exterior shutters and blinds keep the heat out. Interior blinds can also reflect heat. One idea is to open the windows and doors at night to flush out hot weather, then close them during the daytime. Open screen windows at night also allow cross ventilation throughout the house with cooler nighttime temperatures. Close shades and curtains during the day to prevent the inside of the house and its furnishings from absorbing solar heat. Don't use the oven, grill in the shade, or indulge in cool main dish salads. Turn the lights off too. In fact, turn off everything you do not need. Anything with a motor, dryer, stove, etc. generates heat. Use a fan. We're not talking about AC. Our bodies keep cool through the evaporation of perspiration. So fans add air movement to keep you more comfortable. Get the air moving with a fan or two or three. Create a path for the air through open windows. Then simply sit in front of a fan. Invest in a battery powered or solar for power outages. When you leave the room, however, turn the fan off as the motor adds heat to the room. Keep a spray bottle of cool water handy to mist your face and neck from time to time. Get a spray bottle or mister for your pets too. For an even greater cooling effect from a fan, fill a metal bowl or oven roasting pan with chunks of ice cubes and put it between you and the fan. Note, fans cannot keep you from overheating during true heat emergencies. Eating. Stay well hydrated by drinking plenty of fluids. Sweating is your body's air conditioner. Get a bottle of water and keep sipping all day. Eat smaller meals and eat more often in hot weather to reduce the heat produced by metabolic activity within your body. Avoid alcohol on hot days. Cut back on caffeine, which raises your body temperature. Can you switch to half decaf or forego coffee altogether? And remember that sodas, sports drinks, and many non-prescription drugs have caffeine. Indulge in spicy food if you can handle it. Dressing up your summer meals with jalapenos, curries, and wasabi will induce sweating, particularly on your face and neck, and you will feel cooler. Treat yourself to ice cream and ice pops. The ice cream is right up my alley. Love ice cream. Clothing. Wear light color, lightweight, loose fitting clothing, athletic under and outerwear designed to wick sweat away from your body will help you feel more comfortable in the heat. Put a couple of ice cubes in a bandana and tie it to your head under a wide brim hat or around your neck. Soak towels, bringing out most of the water, and freeze them. Place a wet towel around your neck and or down your back. Alternatively, soak your shirt in cold water. Wring it out and wear it. Wear a wide brim hat and sunglasses when you are outside, especially in direct sun, and cover any exposed skin with sunscreen, as a sunburn will truly heat your body up. Put on SPF 30 or 50, they say, 30 minutes before you go outside, If you stay outdoors, you'll need to reapply it throughout the day. I hear that you have to keep putting it on your skin throughout the day. Water, bathe. If you can't take a swim in a local pool or pond, or even if you can, sit in a tub of cool water. Even soaking your feet in ice water helps. Run the undersides of your wrist under cold running water from the tap or a hose, or wrap your wrist in body-conforming athletic cold wraps. Or freeze used tea bags and hold them against the insides of your wrist and at your temples. Or simply use a wet cold towel on those pulse points. If you are not really hot, you could use an ice pack. Just be sure to cover your skin with a towel to protect it and only do it for like 20 minutes at a time. A bath or even simply sponging off with cold water will work too. It should help cool your body. Even warm water, not hot water, works because you cool down as the water evaporates. Don't steam up your bathroom. Sleeping. Your bed sheets should be cotton or linen in hot weather, not a blend. Look for a thread count of 200 to 400. More than that means the fabric will not breathe as well and will trap heat. You could even chill your sheets to help you get to sleep by sticking them in the freezer or fridge. Use a resealable plastic bag so they don't touch food, moisture. Don't touch food, moisture, or ice. Freeze a couple of old socks filled with rice or small beans and place them at the front of your bed between the sheets to cool you to sleep. Or fill a hot water bottle with water and put it in the freezer. You could also freeze buckwheat packs. What is that? Buckwheat packs. Change beds. You could even look for a cooler room that's lower down in the house or that has more windows. Sleep alone. Two bodies generate more heat. You can miss your partner on a hot night, but you won't be cranky in the morning. Do not exercise in hot weather. If you must, take it very easy to get used to the hot weather over several days to 2 weeks. Work out in the cooler hours of early evening or early morning, or take it indoors. Drink a couple of cups of water a few hours before you head out for exercise. Bring a water bottle with you and drink about 10 big gulps every 15 minutes or so. If you feel faint, lie down and raise your legs above your head. Try to get to a cool area and drink fluids as soon as possible. Staying cool for the long term. Try to drop excess body fat. Fat insulates your body and prevents heat escape. Get fit and stay fit year-round. Fit bodies adapt better to extremes of both heat and cold. Train for the heat. If you acclimate gradually to the heat by starting to exercise outdoors when the weather begins heating up in spring, you will train your body to adapt better to the hotter spells to come, and you will feel more comfortable when they do. Start when the warm weather begins by exercising outdoors for 15 to 20 minutes at low intensity. Gradually increase the length and intensity of exercise as the weather gets hotter. No matter how fit you become, don't exercise outside in extreme heat above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Extreme heat can be fatal. Know the locations of emergency cooling centers nearby. Contact your state or local government for information. Elderly, disabled, and obese people, infants, and those with serious health conditions are at special risk for heat-related health emergencies. Those are some tips for July hot weather. Okay, let's see what else I got for you. Okay. July. Tips for an history of homemade ice cream. How many of you make homemade ice cream? Or maybe your mothers did or grandmothers back in the day. And there are tips about how to make old-fashioned ice cream. I never tried it. I remember my mother making it once. All right, history. Ice cream has been a favorite dessert for a long time. When the family gathered and the temperature soared on summer Sunday afternoons, the ice cream freezer, sack of salt, sack of rock salt, fresh ingredients, and a tub of ice were brought out for the weekly ice cream ritual, one almost as unbreakable as the visit to church earlier that day. Even though this summer Sunday ritual has faded along with taking a turn on the crank of the ice cream freezer, ice cream is still marked by the strong loyalty of its devotees, a loyalty with a surprisingly long historical reach. If it's true that I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, these cries have come up through the ages from some impressive vocal cords. Marco Polo, a devoted sherbet fan. Catherine de Medici. Richard the Lionheart, and our own George Washington, who was rumored to have run up some rather astounding ice cream bills during the hot summer months. In the early days of the colonies and into the 19th century, ice cream was made by agitating a container of sweetened cream in a tub of salt and ice. The ice cream freezer that is still with us today was invented in 1846 by Nancy Johnson, an otherwise obscure figure on the culinary scene. In fact, it may have been her invention that brought ice cream down from its regal, aristocratic pedestal and onto the tongues of the middle class. After the turn of the century, sweet vendors known as hokey pokey men peddled their confections to eager young customers. The ice cream cone was invented, and shortly thereafter, the indelible names of Good Humor, Eskimo Pie, and Howard Johnson crested the horizon of frozen desserts. It was sometime after this that ice cream took what some would consider its turn for the worse. Our fellow ice cream addicts, Catherine de Medici, George Washington, would scarcely recognize their beloved confection in today's stabilized, emulsified form. The convenient freezer that most of us enjoy today rules out many of the pleasantries of the ancient delicacy. What we call ice cream, those solid bricks in our freezers, can hardly compete with us 19th century counterpart in favor of refreshment. Temperature, for one thing, is one of the most important parts of ice cream flavor, and the common temperature of most freezers is just too cold to allow all the subtle flavors to emerge. But aside from temperatures, the quality and freshness of the ingredients are the critical factors in the difference between then and now. You can still enjoy old-fashioned ice cream by making it yourself in a hand-crank freezer. Freezers, much like Nancy Johnson's original, are still produced and available today. I need to find one and purchase it and try to make my own ice cream. I remember my mother making it. I remember it was so delicious. You know, sometimes we stop doing those old rituals that our mothers and grandmothers did, and we kind of forget some of the ingenuity that they had, you know, and we go to other things. But I do want to leave with you a thought for today before we close. Time is moving pretty fast here. Let me look it up for you. And that little funny ring is my camera at home. Okay, let me see what we're going to do. Thought for today. Well, this is 2023. What about now? I thought I didn't recognize those. Wow. We are all the way back to 2023, and I don't even know how that happened. I'm going to close all of them out. Let's try it again. Yeah, let's try this again. It's not doing it. Let me just put up there 2026. Since it has me all the way back here in 2023. Oh, it finally changed over. I see it now. The power of good wishes, the pitfalls of comparison. I think I'm going to go there, the pitfalls of comparison. Because, you know, a lot of people seem to envy and are jealous of other people and what they have because they compare themselves with other people. And I do want to talk about that for a moment. The pitfalls of comparison. Constantly measuring ourselves against others can be a treacherous path. When we engage in frequent comparisons, we often find ourselves entangled in feelings of superiority or inferiority. This can lead to an inflated ego if we perceive ourselves as better, or waves of jealousy if we feel we fall short. Embracing our unique journey and valuing our individual progress fosters a healthier mindset, free from the burdens of comparison. I think maybe some of us or all of us have one day have said, "Oh, I wish I was her. I wish I had what she had." You know, her husband, her home, her children. Because when we look at other people, it looks so nice and so effortless and just so smooth. And like they didn't really have to work hard to be where they are, you know. And we forget that we are in the land of the living as well. And blessed to even be alive. And blessed to even live in the United States of America. And blessed to have a job. I might not be a millionaire or even close to one. But in today, you can make a living. Even if it's a little bit of money. You can make a living. You can stand on your own 2 feet. You can afford a little apartment. You can be able to save money where you could do a little better in the future. You have a right to so you're responsible for your own actions, and you're also responsible, for your own actions. You know, we all are. God has granted us all with the power to have self-control. You just have to use it. You just have to call it into action. You know, and some people exercise that self-control, and that's why a lot of people are where they are today. You know, we don't all choose the same thing to activate our self-control. But where you need to activate self-control, God has given you the power to do so. It is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things have, the old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So we all are in a position where we can change our future. If we don't like where we are today, we have the power to change it through Christ. We don't have to look at it. You know, sometimes looking at other people is good because it gives you that drive to do better and want more for yourself. But that can't be the complete thought. That can't be your complete every move is trying to be better than somebody else. It's just trying to be better for you where you are right now. You want to be in a better situation. You want to be in a better thought life. You know, you want your actions to you want your actions to show that, you know, you are peaceful, you are blessed, you are happy to be where you are. You know, don't take all that time to look at other people and where they are. You just try to get yourself in a place where you're happy. No one can make you happy. No one can make you rich unless you get an inheritance. But you can have a better life if that's what you want. You can. Through God's help. Through your choices. Through your actions. Through your words. Words are powerful. Sometimes we stop our getting better, doing better from our mouth. Because we're always downplaying ourselves and other people and looking down and in disarray and we're upset and we're not happy and we don't see how to we can be happy or we can't have a car, we can't have a house, you know, I can't have a husband, I can't have children by this great man. But you can have all that. Just don't nullify it with your mouth. Stop talking down to and about yourself. Talk about what you can have. Talk about what you can do. And do it. No one's going to do it for you. You know, that's just like reading the Word of God. Proverbs. Ecclesiastes. You read those books and all that wisdom is in there. But if you don't apply something to your life, what good is it? That's just like wanting to do better instead of looking at other people. Take your time and focus on you. Look at you. Who are you? What do you want? If you want to be better, what can you do to be better? What can I do to be better if I want to be better? I want to be me. I don't want to be somebody else. And you should want to be yourself as well, not someone else. Look at you. You're beautiful, you're smart, you're able-bodied, you're not in a wheelchair. You are in the land of the living, you're not underground. You can be better, you can do better. But just don't beat yourself up, don't beat yourself down because you won't be able to get up. You got to be able to get up to do better and have better. You have to be able to get up and move and breathe and have your being in the land of the living and prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. God wants us to prosper. And give Him the glory for it. He wants us to prosper and be in good health. People say, all day preaching that gospel ministry. You know what? God don't want us to be downtrodden and walked all over and always being missed when the blessings come out. God wants us to prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers. But your mind has to be in good health. When God talks about good health, he's talking about your mind, your will, and your emotions need to be healthy. Need to be healthy. So you can do better. Let's be healthy. Otherwise, you feel sick. Your head is down. You can't look up. You can't see the blessings. You can't see how other people admire you and what you have. People are looking at you as well as you are looking at other people. This is not just one-sided. They may see in you what you don't see in yourself. But just know that you are important and you have a lot to share with other people. Like, if you want to be if you want to have friends and you don't have friends, show yourself friendly. My auntie had a little, you know, it was a piece of china that would hold your ladles, your spoons and your forks when you're cooking on the stove, and it had to have a friend, be one. Be a friend. You can't be all grumpy and think the whole world is against you all the time. If you feel like that, what can you? You can't prosper. You can't grow. You can't be in good health. You feel down all the time. You feel sick all the time. Get off that thought. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That is a lie. You are liked. You are loved. If don't nobody love you but God, you're loved. I've been there too. One time I felt so bad and so low and no one was around me. And I thought I have no friends, no one I can call, you know, to go to or whatever. You know, and I was just praying that. And I just felt so lost and alone. And I said, Lord, no one loves me but you. And you know what he said to me in my spirit? I am enough. And from that moment, I start feeling better. Because if God loved me, I felt, I don't care if anybody else loves me. He let me know that he loved me. But he also showed me that I was liked and other people did love me. Other people did admire me. So just know you are liked, you are loved. Other people do admire you. Just stop looking at them and where they are and look at you and look inside of you. Who you are and who you want to be, and pray that the Lord will help you get there. I am out of time. I thank you so much for listening to A Voice of a People today, live with Linda Sims, right here on WGH Talk. It's a beautiful weekend. Be careful, be safe, be wise, okay? Watch out for your brothers and your sisters. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. Do unto others as you would have others to do unto you. Love you. Have a blessed day. Linda Sims, over and out. God bless.